the first 10 of the planned 27 streets that we're going to do as part of our paving.
Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Dyster made his announcement about street repaving at City Market, one of the neighborhoods picked for repaving this summer. In addition to East and West Market streets, work will be done on Robbins Drive, Madison Avenue, Morley, College Terrace, and...
We're then going to be moving to the Highland Avenue neighborhood. We're going to pave Aaron Griffin Way from Center Avenue to Beach, 13th Street, from Grove to Beach Avenue. Of course, over off Beach Avenue, there's a new city park that's taking shape on a revitalized brownfield. Tree plantings were done there at the end of last week and are continuing this week. We're then going to move to Niagara Avenue. We're going to pave Niagara from 11th to 13th, and then from 18th to Hyde Park Boulevard.
The in-house project will cost an estimated $2.1 million. A little more than half of that will be covered by casino funds, while the balance will be paid through state funding. Additionally, in June, the city will accept bids for projects on Buffalo Avenue from the 190 interchange to Cuga Drive and Portage Avenue from Walnut to Niagara. Also, bids will be sought for work on Lockport Road from Main to Seneca. That project is scheduled to begin in the fall. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.